Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If you're trying to figure out the best online business to start in 2024, you are in luck. Today, we are going to break down the differences between having a course or a membership. And what are the pros and cons? Are one or the other oversaturated? What does it look like from a financial standpoint? What do you need to have in terms of tech? Can you start a membership or a course if you really don't have much of a following? And what exactly does that look like? What if you've already started a membership site and now you're thinking about creating a course? Where do you host these things? What can you charge for a membership? Should you offer a lifetime membership or monthly? We're discussing all of that and more today with my guest, Rebecca Baker. She's the brand lead at the Membership Experience. She's got tons years of experience working with people launching memberships and courses, and she's part of the team that we use to switch a lot, well, I think almost all now of our programs over to search. Anyways, we're going to get to all that and more. Let's get to it, shall we? Thanks for being here. Rebecca Baker, thank you so much for joining us today. I thought, who better to answer our questions about memberships and the difference between memberships and courses and the opportunity that we have right now before us than someone who is the brand lead of the Membership Experience. So thank you for being here.
That's right. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to chat with you about memberships today.
What I love is that you have been in every capacity, like a customer, someone who's gone through the customer experience, and now someone who really is very devoted to helping people have a really good customer experience. But, you know, for that person who's right now trying to decide, I've got this knowledge, I have this expertise, I don't know how to monetize or package it. Should it be a podcast? Should it be a membership or a course? Can you help us understand, like, what is the difference between membership and course?
Yeah. So, I mean, and the benefit of being in a membership really is being able to master whatever it is that you took in the course. So if you think about this in terms of, you know, sports, or, you know, if you're in martial arts or in swimming, you don't go and just learn the thing and then you know how to do the thing, right? It takes a lot of time to master and implement and practice and go back to the foundations and just keep repeating those and, you know, expanding on that practice.
I used to have an Instagram course. This is like 110 years ago. I had an Instagram course before there was Instagram. And, you know, the minute I created it, it was outdated, you know? And so we had to constantly be updating it. But what I found is even though we were updating it, people bought a course, they consumed the course, and then they never came back, even though we were updating the course. And so that's why we switched over to a membership model. Not even like from a financial standpoint, even though it ended up being a better financial decision as a business owner to offer it as a membership. But what we found is that people were like, it's a membership, so therefore I'm going to keep plugging in. And when they keep plugging in, they keep getting all, I mean, because Instagram changes by the hour, then they keep getting all the updated information. And I find that when people are plugged in to a community, whatever that is, when you're plugged in, you just do a much better job. It keeps you accountable.
Yeah. And it maintains that consistent momentum, right? And then for you as the business owner on the back end, it gives you that stability and, you know, that you can start expecting that revenue, right? So with a course, you launch it, you get that injection of cash or, you know, that income, but then it stops and then you have to launch again. And then you have, so it really also creates that consistency both on the front end and the back end for you as the business owner.
That's a really good point. Okay, we're going to get back to that part in a second. But I want to imagine that I'm that person right now who's trying to consider whether they should create a course or a membership. And their fear perhaps is like, well, but if it's going on and on and on, how will I come up with new content every month?
Right. So what we tend to recommend is that people really kind of start simple. Right? You can always grow. You can always add things. You can always assess and see what's working and what's not. But it's really hard to kind of go backwards from there. So if you really think about starting simple and working with your community, you'll start to learn what people need you'll start to kind of see what you need to maybe create to help them along the customer journey. And you're really just kind of giving them little bits at a time. So it's not that you have to go all in and commit to giving all of this content and be on this constant content creation treadmill. Just pull it back, start simple, and you'll start to see where your customers are experiencing progress, maybe where they're getting stuck, and then you can start basing your content on that.
I'm glad you said that. And I just want to be perfectly transparent with everyone. I have both courses and memberships. And when I say I mean myself and Brock and Brett, Team Johnson, we have courses and we have memberships. They're both now hosted with Searchy. Which is, you're affiliated obviously with Searchy, and they're different. It's like, it's so different. And I should also say that we have been doing courses and memberships for more than 12 years. And we were with one company that we really loved, and I couldn't imagine having a better experience. And so I was like, I don't see any reason why we should switch. I really don't. Like, we love the company that we were using before. I still think they're a great company, but we were so convinced by the tools and the ease of use for customers. I was like, it's not just about like, is this easy for us? Like, we have to make it easier for our customer. And so that's why we switched. We just switched one over first. I'm going to give you guys a little backstory. So we had Insta Club Hub, which was our Instagram coaching program. We built it ourselves.
Yep.
Never, ever, ever with a capital E would I recommend anyone ever do that. So we switched that one over first. And all of our other programs and courses and memberships were still on another, what do you call it? Software platform. Our experience was like insane. And here's what happened. So when you have a membership, we can explain what this means in just a second. Churn. So, you know, people dropping off, right? So whenever you get a membership, all of us have memberships of certain types, and certain point you see it on your credit card statement. You're like, wait, am I even using this?
For sure.
And you cancel it, right? So our cancellation rate went down 50% in the first 2 months of switching because of the customer experience. So first, can you explain what churn is?
Yeah. So churn is when you're basically bringing people in, but then also losing people. So you're getting new customers, whatever that might look like, you're launching, they're coming in, but then on the other end, you're losing people. And so it's just kind of this cycle of you're getting people, you're losing people. Yeah.
And the idea as a business owner is like, you want that number, you want the new people coming in to be much higher than the, you know, people who are just like, okay, thanks, I'm done. And sometimes people leave because they're not doing that anymore. They got what they needed. They can't afford it. There's a whole number, whole host of reasons why people might cancel a membership. But the one that you have control over is their experience. Hey, before we go much further, I know it's really hard to get all of your questions answered. Maybe we're going too fast. Maybe you need us to go more in depth. And that's why I want to make sure that you know the team at Searchy is putting on a free training. That's the training that I went to understand like how to improve our memberships and get all of my questions answered. So if for any reason we don't answer all of your questions, I highly recommend that you sign up for one of their free workshops. You can do so by going to shalene.com/membership. shalene.com/membership. All right. That link is below in our show description. Let's get back to Rebecca.
That's right.
So what things would you say people who start a membership, what are maybe the three of the biggest mistakes they make that impact customers' experience?
So, I mean, I think right off the bat, I think going back to what we just talked about and touched on a little bit is trying to give everything all at once rather than keeping it simple. And really the number one reason that people ultimately leave memberships is actually content overwhelm.
Really?
And because they're not sure where to start, they're not sure about the next step in their journey. They know they started here. They know they want to be here. But what am I doing in between? What are the steps that I'm taking to get from here to here? And so if that's not laid out clearly inside of the membership, then people are going to, what are they going to do? They're going to leave, right? Or they're not going to make progress. And even if we can get our members to make even just a little tiniest bit of progress from 1 month to the next, they're going to stay. They're experiencing progress. They're going to stay with us. So content overwhelm, I would say, is one of the biggest things. And then really just kind of touching on what we talked about in there is the thing that we call the success path. So that customer journey, and that is the starting point and the end point. So if somebody's coming into your membership and they're in there and they're excited, they got in on the launch and this sounds amazing, I can't wait to get started, but then they get in there and they don't have any direction and they don't know what they're trying to necessarily achieve, you know, then it's becoming kind of a, you know, not really a place for them. They don't really know what they're there for anymore. So,
okay. So let me be the devil's advocate. What if I come in for a certain thing, like let's say, for example, it's Insta Club Hub, and I decide, okay, I want to get to 10,000 followers and I reach that end point. How do I keep that member in if they've already achieved their transformation?
Right. So I guess what you would say, we could bring this back to what we were talking about before with mastery.
Yeah.
So let's say you're in martial arts, you get all the way to the top and you've earned your black belt. And now what else? Do you stop? Do you stop practicing martial arts? Do you not have any new goals? Are there no next steps for you to take, or that's it? You're just done, right? So we can think about that in the same way for our member journey or our customer journey, where yes, they'll get to the end of the success path, but there's always going to be opportunity to go back to the foundation and tweak something or change something, right? Or set a new goal or whatever that might look like. So we see a lot of members coming back through our membership experience as alumni because maybe they have reached a goal, but now, you know, they want to come back and maybe they want to tweak their membership content a little bit, or maybe they want to get back in the community and see what other people are doing in their memberships. And maybe there's going to be a cool idea or, you know, something new, a new strategy that they'll learn from somebody else that maybe wasn't available the first time that they went through it, you know?
I guess it's because you guys have, you know, helped so many people build memberships. I don't know what those statistics are, but I'm sure it's in the thousands, tens of thousands. But we learned, I mean, even though I had been doing membership for, you know, more than a decade, we learned so much from you and from Stu, from the team about that process that we just, you know, it's so sometimes like when you have all the information, it's so hard. Two things are really hard. Number one, everyone who's considering creating a membership or a course, it doesn't matter. Y'all are going to give people too much. And if you're Chalene Johnson, you're going to give them too much times 10. Yeah. Like it is my Achilles heel. And and just like learning from your team, like you've got to pull it back. Because I think in the mindset of someone who's a content creator, we just think I can make this more valuable if I give them more information. But people don't want more information. They want, get me there in as fast as possible with as little information.
Yeah, they want results. And yes, and when you give too much, you overwhelm. And you know, when I think about your audience, so I'm in that same phase of life, perimenopause, menopause, all that fun stuff. Yes. And so, you know, there's so much information out there about all of that stuff and what's true and what's not and what works for me and what doesn't. And, you know, you wouldn't recommend, Rebecca, okay, you're in perimenopause, you're this old, this is what you're experiencing, go do these 17 things, right? You're going to tell me, you know, try this and then add this next and then add this next, right? So you're going to help me kind of build the momentum, get a result, add the next thing, get a result, and, you know, help me along that journey. And so you're really taking all of that information and distilling it for me and saying, you don't actually need to do all of the things that you're seeing online. You need to bring it back and focus on these core things. And that's what we do inside of a membership.
And you guys are so good at teaching that. I mean, because I think anyone can, there's lots of platforms where you can build memberships. There are.
Yeah.
But understanding how to build it the right way and how to give people an experience and how to keep them happy and how to not burn out as a content creator is really quite huge. Just off the, you know, because that's where they're at. They're trying to figure out course or membership. Is there a certain type of, I guess, situation or type of content or expertise or knowledge that you would think, okay, this might make more sense as a course?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. Well, it's a good question because, you know, one of the things that we also talk about is really how courses and memberships can go hand in hand. Mm. So I think there are instances where you can have a course, but I think that we're always going to see people, you know, wanting a little bit more. And we actually see a lot of memberships being born off of the back of courses because a course will end and then the person will get a lot of feedback saying, does this really have to end? Can we keep going? We see that every year in our course, actually. So I think that even though we might think that, oh yeah, this can just be a course, or, you know, we see that people want that ongoing connection. They make connections while they're with you in the course. They make them with you. They make them with other people in the course. And so we often see people wanting to continue on and memberships being born off the back end of courses.
So I think it would depend on the creator. Like if the creator is someone who they don't have a team, they don't have a staff, they don't see this as something they want to do indefinitely. They just have like one little chunk of information. Maybe it's like how to knit a blanket. Or whatever, you know what I mean? And so it's like one thing, and that might make sense to have a course. But if it's something where it's like, you're better off with a constant learning and being plugged into a community, then a membership makes the most sense. That's what I might say. Does someone who doesn't have, like, they've got the knowledge, they know like, okay, I know I could share this with people. I know I could monetize this knowledge that I have. I want to teach this, but I have zero following. Yes. Do they have any business creating a course or a membership, or like, what does that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that the first thing to kind of address there is that nobody doesn't have a following. You know what I mean? We have friends and family. We have Facebook pages. We might have Instagram pages. So it might not be filled with our ideal customer, but there might be a handful of ideal customers on there. So what we often recommend in those situations is starting with something called a founding member launch.
Oh.
And that is really something where you put it out there, you just let it, you just share that you have an idea. Hey, I have this idea. I've been thinking about doing this. What would you think about it? Can I get some feedback on it? And then you'll see that you'll actually start getting some feedback on it, and people will start talking about it, and you can start it really simple. So founding member launch really looks like inviting people into your world, you know, putting that idea out there and inviting people to actually help you co-create that membership.
Magic.
Right. So you're bringing people in, you're saying you can get in at a founding member price. So you make it, you know, nice and low of what you would normally work yourself up to charging. And then they help you. You don't have to have any content created. You don't have to have any tech set up.
Dude.
We have members in our community who launch their memberships. And I'm thinking of Cheryl Hatch right now. She did a founding member launch for her membership. She just served her members through email for a full year before she actually implemented any kind of tech or any kind of backend. So I think she had a Facebook community. She served through email, and that was it.
And can you tell us what her membership offered?
Yeah. Yeah. So she serves preschool teachers. And so she creates lesson plans and different things to help teachers save time on creating those things and giving them back a little bit of time. And yeah, so she just saw a need, right? She worked in that industry. She saw the need. She put it out there. She got an amazing result. But she just kept it super simple. She just served through email.
That is one of my favorite things. You know, when I think about a course versus a membership, and for those of you who are trying to consider it, I will say that I personally feel like a membership experience as the creator is far less pressure, and you're going to get a better product, because when you create a course, you like sit down by yourself and you're like, okay, they're going to learn this, and then this module, then this module, then this module. And we think we know what they need and in what order. And then we create it all, and then we give it to them, and then we find out it's missing steps, or like they don't need this part at all, and they're, or they're not interested in this.
Exactly.
Whereas with the membership, you can literally start by saying, okay, here's lesson one, or here's like our step one. And then you get to like be a part of the community where they're saying, but what I really want is fill in the blank. Where I'm really struggling is fill in the blank. And we have learned so much from our membership experience, you know, at Searchy, because we can find out from them like what's overwhelming, what they're using, what the transformation is and how they're framing it. And so it's helped us with our sales pages. It's helped us with our emails. It's helped us with our content creation, everything.
Yeah.
So I really like memberships for that reason. And if I'm being completely transparent, completely honest, we created Marketing Impact Academy. It's what we call a lifetime membership. So you pay once and you have access to it until I die.
Forever.
Yes, forever.
We'll say forever.
Yeah. But I mean, hindsight, I wish, you know, I guess hindsight is 2020. If I had to do things all over again, I would have launched that as a higher ticket monthly membership as opposed to one time fee lifetime membership. You know, because basically it's a course that we update all the time, right? But it would have been so much easier if I could do it all over again. And maybe that's something we should do is like visit, talk about, make, do we make this a membership experience?
Well, I was just going to say, Shalene, I think that is the beauty of being a membership site owner, being a business owner in general, is that you get to decide that. So maybe it's been this way for this long. And so all of the people who are already members of that and have and been able to pay that lifetime access fee, that's amazing. They're grandfathered in. They don't have to pay a thing ever again. But there's nothing saying that you can't, moving forward, make a different choice and turn it into something that has, you know, more of a recurring revenues.
So talk to me about the different types of membership experiences that some of your customers have. Like, so is it always video? Is it video and audio? What are the options?
Right. So we kind of boil it down to four different membership types. So we look at product-based memberships.
What would a product-based membership be?
So a product-based membership, you could look at subscription boxes. Oh. So I think about Sarah Williams from our community. She had a bricks and mortar shop where she sold t-shirts and then turned it into a subscription box. And so she has members who every month get a curated box. They get a really cool monogram shirt, a different design every time. And then she hand selects and curates beautiful gifts that people get in that box. So they just get that month after month. So that would be an example of a product. And she's, yeah, she's done very, very well. I think she's up to, I know she has at least two memberships now, if not three. But yeah, that's really grown for her. So that's an example of a product-based membership. Yes.
And what other types of memberships are there?
Yep. So then we've got community-based, and then we also have information or knowledge-based.
What would community-based, some variety, some different examples of a community-based membership?
Yeah. I mean, so this can look like a lot of different things. So in person, I can think of Jess Bomarito in our community. She actually has a bricks and mortar co-working membership, but she also has an online version of that too. So she's been able to kind of get the best of both worlds, where she gets in-person community building there, but then they also have online versions of that. If you think of masterminds, you know, masterminds really, you know, they're the next level up, but they tend to be a little more community-based, where you're bringing together a group of, you know, like-minded people. You're bringing together, you know, people who are just experiencing, you know, things at a bit of a different level, and they need to connect with each other. So, you know, they're still accessing the same information, you know, that everybody is, but they're just kind of, you know, at this next level of masterminding together, helping each other solve problems, really just gathering this collective wisdom of experience and information that they have in their memberships.
Interesting. Okay. So someone could start a, basically just like, I'm going to start a community of stay-at-home moms who are also homeschooling their children, and like literally create this monthly opportunity for people to connect, share experiences, tips, etc. Very interesting.
For sure.
Okay. So we've got product-based, community-based. I'm sorry. And then you said service?
Service-based.
Okay. An example, service-based.
So an example of service-based, I think of Ginger Dean. So Ginger is a therapist, and she was finding herself really burnt out with the one-on-one work, which I'm sure many therapists do. Mm-hmm. So she really turned her one-to-one model into one-to-many. And so she serves a community of women who are recovering from abusive or toxic relationships. Mm-hmm. And now she has a huge community where she gets to serve and really impact so many lives, as opposed to just having to, you know, kind of being there one-on-one with people, still having an impact, of course, but now she gets to do it on a bigger scale, and she has, you know, more time for herself, you know, outside of her business as well.
And then you said knowledge, was there one other?
Yes. So knowledge and information based, which tends to be the most popular style of memberships. And this is really where you're taking, you know, your expertise, whether that's, you know, your professional expertise, or maybe it's a hobby, or maybe it's, you know, your own lived experience, where maybe you've gone through something and you're on the other side of it, and now you have a strategy to get to the other side and you want to share that with people. Those are great examples of knowledge-based memberships.
And I want, for anyone, you've got a little bit of maybe imposter syndrome, where it's like you're like, oh, I feel weird creating this membership around my knowledge because I'm not the most knowledgeable or I'm not the expert. Yeah. I want you to know that you don't have to be the most knowledgeable or the expert. You have to be an expert in the way that it worked for you, and share that with other people.
Absolutely.
With a new membership we just launched on Searchy, Phase It Up. That is, it's a program that really helps women who are in perimenopause or menopausal and beyond. And I'm not the expert. What I've done is curated the experts. Now, my fitness programs are in there, but I don't have to be the hormone doctor. I can bring the best experts to my membership. Yeah. And so I just want your mind, if you're thinking about all these opportunities, that you don't have to be the sole piece of content. In fact, I would say as your bossy older sister, you don't want to do that because that is a lot of pressure. Yeah. But there's so many other experts out there that can serve you and would be happy to, you know, have the opportunity to be in front of your audience.
Absolutely. And you know what? To that point, Shalene, we actually have several membership site owners who are not the front-facing person of their membership at all. So I think about Scott Paley, who runs the Nonprofit Leadership Lab. He is the back end, and Joan Gary is actually the front-facing person in their membership. We just caught up with Scott Curran. I believe I'm saying his last name correctly. He's the back end of their membership, and it's his friend who's the front end. His friend is a dentist and who, you know, teaches a unique way for Invisalign. Oh. And so they just were having a backyard conversation. Actually, they had this backyard conversation over the course of, I think, almost 2 years. And finally, Scott convinced his friend to give it a go. And now they're running a membership several years later. And, you know, they're doing really well with that. So you don't even have to put yourself in that front seat and be the front facing person. If you know someone and, you know that you could do great on the back end, then, you know, like you said, it's really just asking yourself, what does a membership make possible?
What is the lowest tier of membership that you've got, you know, some customers that charge X amount? What's the lowest and what's the highest?
Oh my goodness.
Do you know?
That's a great question. I don't know exactly. I mean, I know that we have people who charge, you know, under $10 for their membership.
Okay.
And then, you know, people who charge upwards of, you know, five figures even for their membership. Ooh. It depends on what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking of Sharon Pope, and she has a great membership in which she guides people in making the decision about whether or not they should get a divorce. And so this is a community where people are coming in and learning, is this the next best step, right? It's not always going to be a yes or no, right? It depends on where they're at. But she's able to charge, I believe, around $297, I think, a month for her membership.
Amazing.
So it really can vary. And it just depends on, you know, what you've got going on, what you're delivering inside of your membership.
Absolutely. And how valuable that is.
Yeah, it varies.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting to hear.
Yeah.
Do you find, talk to me about trends. Is the customer more interested in a membership or like, is one more popular than the other right now? I mean, I have my own thoughts on this, but I'm curious with the data living in this space, which is more popular?
Well, it's hard to say, but what I can say is that we actually have kind of been going through some stuff here because we are leading up to our annual launch of the membership experience. And one of the stats that we pulled from Forbes magazine was that, I'm going to look because I want to make sure I'm saying this correctly.
Yeah.
So they reported that the global subscription economy is expected to reach $904 billion by 2026. And when you go back to 2000 and 2021, the global subscription economy looked like $72 billion. So that's a pretty massive jump over the course of, what is that, going to be 5 years or so?
Well, let me play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Does that, you know, the pessimist in me might think, okay, so well then, does that mean that memberships, subscription-based businesses are, that's saturated?
That's a great question. And the answer to that is no, of course. I think that what we're seeing is the world is that there really is, we're in information overload. And I think that people are looking for clarity. They're looking for that clear path to get them from A to B. People don't want to spend hours and hours and hours. We'll take this back to menopause just because that's something we're both familiar with. Unfortunately, but people don't want to spend hours and hours and hours on Google and trying to find the best solutions and then, you know, finding this thing and then trying it for X number of weeks or even months or even years, only having it to not work, right? And so it really is about finding that clear path that gives you convenience, that gives you results. So I think we're just going to see this more and more. And when it comes to somebody who's thinking that and thinking, well, you know, there's already a whole bunch of menopause coaches out there, sure. or there's already a whole bunch of fitness coaches or whatever your market might be. You want to step back and think, well, what is it that I bring to the market though? Right. So, you know, somebody who, you know, might deliver their content with lots of energy and enthusiasm and they're always happy and bubbly, that might not be the person for everybody. But a person who's, you know, serving the same content, who's maybe, you know, more low key and, mm-hmm. you know, just a little more toned down, that might be the person for somebody else, right? So yeah. when you look at that and think, well, there's just so many people out there, it really is just finding, you know, maybe you have one little different way that you help people achieve a result that is different than somebody else. So yeah, I think again, it's just opening up your mind and thinking, well, what does a membership make possible? What is it? What is possible for me?
And I think when anything gets saturated, right? Like if we think about social media, yeah. social media is completely oversaturated.
Totally. Yeah.
So does that mean that we should no longer be creating social media? No, I think it's a call
right.
for excellence. And with our Instagram, you know, it's called Insta Club Hub. With that program, when we launched it, that was when we were doing our initial research. We found that there are a lot of really well-established Instagram coaching memberships. And we were like, it's a pretty saturated field. We have to go above and beyond. What can we do that really, really serves people? And like, I'm not saying this in any way to disparage other creators, but since that time, four of the top five Instagram coaching memberships, they've retired them. And I think that says a lot. We just continue to grow. And I think I want to encourage you not to be afraid of competition, but also to be inspired and to recognize that, like, it means you need to do things the right way. You can't just go, well, I'm going to start a membership and I'm going to build it myself. And
that's right.
And that's why I would strongly encourage anyone who is trying to figure this out for themselves, go to the expert. And that's what we did. I know you guys do workshops and masterclasses. That's how we discovered. Literally, I did a free, I think it was a webinar, 2-3 years ago now, and was like, okay, they've got bells and whistles, which is great, but more so, we need to understand all of these intricacies that make a membership such that people don't ever want to give it up. And you guys do that better than anybody.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned the workshop. We actually have our free workshop. We do this every year. And so it's coming up starting on April 4th.
Okay.
And it's about a week and a half. And then we have a masterclass after that.
Okay.
And we break it all down. It's totally free, but there's three masterclasses starting April 4th, and we break it all down. And during this time together, the community just lights up. We see people doing their founding member launches while they're with us during this free workshop. And it's absolutely incredible. It's mind-blowing. It's exciting every time because you just see people popping up and saying, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put my idea out there. I'm just going to see what happens. And, you know, whether it's a handful of people, whether it's, you know, even a few hundred, we've had people launch and end up with huge founding member launches during our free workshop.
Oh, wow.
It's just a really exciting time. It's really inspiring. And you'll just learn so much.
Okay. I am listening to you. I'm just double checking to see if my staff can't give us a quick link. So right now, hold on.
Yeah.
So you've got a free, it's on April 4th. Is that right?
It starts on April 4th. Yep. Or there's some free workshops that we do leading up to a masterclass that's happening on April 4th.
Okay, perfect. So you can go to shalene.com/membership. And that'll take you to the sign up for the free after April 4th. I know you have a masterclass that starts a couple weeks after that. So either one, depending on when you're listening to this, go check it out, shalene.com/membership. You guys know that I'm always really transparent about the tools that we use and why. And, you know, in full transparency, when we initially switched Insta Club Hub only to Searchy, it was really, I was like, I'm just going to learn everything I can about how to have a better membership experience. And I'm going to keep my stuff over on this other platform. But then my mind was blown in like how quickly we were able to reduce our churn and increase the member experience and how much easier it was for my team. Like I have no tech abilities whatsoever. I love that you guys are so hands-on. I asked today, I said, how many files do you think we have with Searchy? Can you guess how many files we have with you guys? Individual.
Oh my gosh. Am I going to guess like in the thousands?
Yes. Over 4,000 files with all of our different, you know, courses now and memberships. And it's just nice not to have like a new headache every day or like a new tech problem to solve. When we were trying to do this ourselves, I was like, I guess this is just what life is like as a, you know, a digital content creator. Someone
Oh, for sure.
It doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah, it does it. Well, and I love that you actually shared how many files you do have because, you know, we touched on content overwhelm. And, you know, someone might hear that and go, do I have to create that of all? And how do I organize that? But I love, you know, I've been inside of your memberships and you guys have it so simplified where, you know, you come in, you take an assessment, you find out exactly what content you need for where you are. So here we are talking about our success path again. So, and then it curates that for them.
It's amazing.
And so that removes the overwhelm. Yes. They know exactly what they need to do when they come in.
But that was missing before. Like, I mean, that was a piece that, you know, we just didn't really understand that. You guys make that so much easier. You taught us and we're continuing. I'm still a recovering over content creator, but
for sure,
we're really learning from your team and your expertise. Like how to distill things down so that people can get in, get what they need, transformation. And we've got so many different, like I said, we've got a diet and fitness program, Instagram coaching, digital business, influencers, brand deals. What else do we have on there? Did I already say diet and fitness? Yes. And and we have courses. So
That's right.
You know, it's really been fun to be able to give, it's been fun to read comments from our customers who are like, this is so much better. They don't know that we're on a different platform. They're just like, wow, you guys have really improved everything. We're like, thanks.
Just know the experience. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's what it's all about, really, isn't it? It's creating that experience for our members and just helping them make the little bits of progress every day.
My story can sometimes be overwhelming, right? Yeah. And I got, because I've been doing this forever. But for that person who's, you know, maybe in the 2.0 season of their life, they have never thought of starting a digital business. How much tech do they need to understand? Like, what do you really need so that you understand, like, in order to be successful as a brand new membership creator?
Yeah. So if you are just starting out, you're brand new, no idea about tech, anything, honestly and truly, all you need to get started is a place to be able to email someone from. And truly, that can be your Gmail account to start with. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about, you know, everything that's available. You can email people through Gmail.
For sure.
You need a way for people to pay you. So just a checkout link that, and you can do that through PayPal. You can do that through Stripe. And a place to communicate with people. So you might do that through a Facebook group, or you might get a free Zoom account and just, you know, be able to email them a Zoom link and meet them on Zoom, whatever that looks like. So it can really be that simple.
I know we've gone really fast in the workshop. What can people expect to walk away with?
From the workshop, people can expect to learn more about the success path. They can dig more into the different membership types. So we just barely touched on them here, but really we'll look at the service base, the community, the information, all of that kind of stuff. So you can really start identifying what makes sense for you and what's possible for you in any of those membership types.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe we'll teach you how to do a founding member launch. I don't know. I can't promise anything. But so you'll walk away just kind of knowing everything you need to know about, you know, memberships and what it makes possible for you.
And lastly, a membership, you can do it launch style. And you can also just have reoccurring, like every week people can be signing up so that you've got a more steady income stream. Is that true?
That's right. Yeah. So we have an open model and a closed model. And so the closed model is really where you do that big launch and you have it open for a certain period of time. Then you close your doors and you're able to kind of go in and work with your members, get that feedback that we're talking about, help people make progress, get those stories that are really great to be able to share on the front end. But then, yes, you can have an open model. There's some memberships, like if, you know, we think about someone like Ginger Dean, who I already mentioned, she doesn't want to close her doors. Mm-hmm. She wants to always be available for women who need support coming out of those kinds of relationships. So she has an open door membership where she is welcoming people all the time.
We have one closed and two open. Well, Rebecca, this has been super helpful. I know Stu's so fantastic at these workshops and masterclasses. So I hope that if you're just a little bit interested, I highly encourage you to go to shalene.com/membership. Again, it's shalene.com/membership. It'll be in our show description. You'll see the link there. In fact, you can click on that while you're thinking about what kinds of questions you want to ask me. I'm an open book. Let me know. Drop whatever questions you have about courses or memberships. I'll do my best to answer them for you. And as always, Rebecca, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this edition of Build Your Tribe. I really hope that today we were brief and bright and we made it fun. And I hope that we helped you to make a decision. If you still have a lot of questions, you could head over to YouTube and drop some of your questions there. Or better yet, you probably should jump on that free training that they're doing, because listen, they're the experts and I'm just happy to share our experts with you. You can sign up for their free workshop by going to shalene.com/membership. Hey, thanks for being here. Talk to you soon. This episode of Build Your Tribe was sponsored by Keep. Keep is the email service, the CRM that we have used to grow all of our brands and businesses here at Team Johnson. It is not for those of you who think you can set all this stuff up yourself and you want to figure out how to set up your own email systems and flows and templates. It's for those of you who understand where you should be spending your time. Keep has elevated all of our brands and businesses. It's how we've grown our customer base. And it's how we make the majority of our money is through email marketing. So if you're ready to upgrade your small business CRM, to grow your revenue, and to create more fans and work fewer hours, be sure to check out Keep. Move your business from chaos to confidence with complete business automation. To learn more about Keep and to use Team Johnson's custom templates, go to Keep, that's spelled K-E-A-P, now, now.com/Shalene. Again, it's Keep Now. .com/Shalene, and Keep is spelled KEAPNOW.com/Shalene. And of course, that link is available for you in our show description.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.